Chapter 10. By the Books. After the initial shock of losing priceless knowledge had passed, Twilight and Spike accepted Saddle Stitch's offer to stay at her cottage for the night. They were exhausted, and Twilight knew that if she had any hope of solving this terrible problem, she would need to have her brain working at maximum capacity. Still, she didn't sleep well knowing books out there could still be losing their words just to blacken the pages of even more books out in Equestria. The next morning, while Saddle Stitch busied herself cooking breakfast in the kitchen of the quaint house, Twilight and Spike sipped tea in the lounge and tried to make sense of everything. It was still a mystery how Bales had remained hidden all these years, and why no pony from the town had ever tried to venture out and explore. "It just doesn't add up," Twilight whispered to Spike, who was luxuriating on the squashy tan sofa. "There's clearly some sort of magic barrier surrounding the town, making it invisible to outsiders. But why? Do the Bales ponies even know about it? More important, who would put it there?"
"Magic barrier?" A tall, skinny stallion with a tawny coat and curly blue mane came trotting into the room. He wore a pair of silver-framed reading glasses, and his cutie mark looked like a paper airplane.
"That's a bit far-fetched, don't you think?"
"Not at all," Twilight replied. "I was only able to find Bales with a strong, revealing spell, and it was right in front of my nose. I've never attempted that kind of invisibility spell, but I know that it can be done by a very powerful wizard." A lesson from her school days came flooding back to her. Back during Star Swirl the Bearded's early days of experimentation, it was a popular trend in the magical community for wizards to safeguard their houses through invisibility spells.
"Oh, perfect!" Saddle Stitch interrupted. She carried a tray of apple pastries with her magic and placed them on a low wooden table.
"You've met Paperbuck. He's kind of the town librarian, since he knows every single book in town. What was the name of the one you're looking for, Twilight?"
"Primrose's Protections and Prophecies, first edition," Twilight recited, "by Primrose..."
"The Prescient," Paperbuck finished with a smirk. He grabbed an apple pastry and popped it into his mouth.
"You know it?"
Twilight's eyes lit up. "We may have to dig around," he said. His brown eyes looked quite serious. "But I never forget a book."
"That makes two of us."
The princess cracked a smile. Twilight was eager to get started on combing through the town's extensive collection of books, but one thing was still nagging at her.
"If you didn't know about magic, why wouldn't any pony visit Bales? I had never heard of it, and I've read practically every book in the kingdom."
Twilight noticed Paperbuck give his friend a secret look. Saddle Stitch seemed as if she were bursting to share her version of the story. Twilight took the reins.
"Saddle Stitch, why don't you tell us?"
Okay.
The unicorn bit her lip, glancing around the room. She avoided Paperbuck's eyes as she mustered the courage.
"Once upon a time, many moons ago, Bales was a bustling book town. Ponies from all over filled our streets with their smiles, thirst for knowledge, and dedication to written adventures. One day, a mysterious wizard came to town. He started reading every book he could get his hooves on. He stayed for days, staring at stars, scribbling on scrolls, and keeping to himself. The ponies didn't like him very much because he wasn't very friendly. Every time he saw a pony holding a book the wrong way or bending down one of the pages as a bookmark, he would yell at them. Finally, a few ponies were fed up. They asked him to leave town. Of course, he didn't take that very well at all. Before he left, he mumbled a curse upon Bales."
Saddle Stitch stood up dramatically and looked off into the distance.
"A curse that no pony would want to come visit our town or be our friends ever again."
"What was the wizard's name?"
Twilight asked. Saddle Stitch shrugged. Twilight knew all the major founding wizards of ancient Equestria. A revenge curse didn't sound like something any of them would cast. They might have been unconventional, but they weren't cruel. paperbuck padded saddle stitch on the back. That was a pretty story, but it's just a myth. The real reason why no pony visits our town is actually quite simple. The ponies of Bales are too shy. We like to keep to ourselves and read our books. That's why no pony wants to be friends with us. And we don't ever leave because, well, no pony likes us, so why go? Paperbuck shrugged. Better to stay where there are ponies who understand you.
Well, we like you ponies, right, Twilight?
Spike said through slurps of his tea. Twilight nodded.
Of course, and I'm sure tons of other ponies across Equestria would as well. They just don't know you're here.
It seemed that there was more than just a book crisis on their hooves. This was an undeniable, unmistakable friendship problem as well. Luckily, the princess had quite the range of experience on the topic. One might even say that she was the expert.